I just don't believe in making people, children, do what that is. Most things, some things you have to make them mind one thing, obey you. But you can handle them around, leave it where they don't care for anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to ask, if something's over on the other side of the room and you want it and you can't get it, what would you ask me to do?
Bring it to me.
They ever use fetch down here much in the early days?
I have heard them say fetch.
Yeah, that old boy down there, he used that a whole lot. I was thinking about this now. And telling some, bring me that out or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It just, well now, of course, you take some smart aleck graduate, he'd make fun of it, see?
Mm-hmm. Well, if he knew enough, he wouldn't. Mm-hmm. As you say, he'd be a smart aleck and he wouldn't know enough.
No, he'd want to make fun of speech. But I learned a long time ago that just plain talking, oh, they have words that long. So now I don't think the dictionary's got words. And so forth.
Yeah, it's
that's
not
long.
How the man says it, but what he says.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if you saw your little girls playing with something that was very dangerous and they were just about to put their hands out, what would you say?
Hold it there.
Would you tell them not to touch it?
Yeah, tell them not to touch it. Like my other baby, her mother got some green pepper up in town used to do. So supper time, she bit off some and eat it. So this baby, she said she'd eat some. So when they come up here, she was just crying, her little mouth was burning off.
Oh, gracious.
Cause she run the nanny for a thing. She had to doctor her up. But she just crying like her little heartbreak.
Or her mouth would burn up.
Yeah.
If you were carrying a piece of pipe or something, had your hands out, another fellow was standing there and you wanted him to put his hands on it and help you with it, what'd you say?
I'd say, help me.
And if he just sort of stumbled around there and didn't know what to do?
I'd just tell him, get out of the way.
If you wanted him to get his hands on there.
I'd say, get them hands on in, help me.
And when you got where you wanted to go, and you were still going to hold it, and you wanted him to take his hands away?
I'd say, turn loose now, man.
If you started to go someplace and somebody was going with you and he was afraid you were going and got excited, let's say still he hadn't got his pants on, and you wanted him to know that he didn't need to hurry particularly, what would you say to him?
I'd just say, don't hurry.
And if you'd stop there for him, what would you say?
Well, I'd just say, hurry up and come on, get ready and come on in.
Well, I was wondering if you'd say, I'll wait for you, or I'll wait on you, or...
I'd just say, come on here, hurry up, come on. That's what I tell him.
If you've done something and haven't done a particularly good job, and yet you know you can do a good job, what would you say to the other fellow?
I'd say, I made a mess of this.
Yeah, I made a mess of it the first time, so why don't you just...
try again, right over.
How about give me another chance, would that?
Yeah, give me another chance, huh?
I frequently need another chance.
Oh, well, lots of